You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's time to talk about the Green Bay Packers. This is the Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update, brought to you by Packernet.com and the Packernet Podcast. Bad news for Green Bay Packers fans. Packers and star wide receiver Devontae Adams have broken off long-term extension talks. According to Ian Rappaport, there are no current plans to resume them. The two sides have been negotiating for months, but they are now, according to Ian Rappaport, in a bad place. The Athletic's Matt Schneidman was quick to confirm the report and added that the Packers don't want to recognize DeAndre Hopkins' deal when considering Adams, which is something we always wondered about. DeAndre Hopkins has kind of a ridiculous contract. He is the highest paid player at the position in the league, only on a per year basis. His average per year is $27.25 million. That is $5.25 million more than Julio Jones, who actually makes considerably more money just over a longer period of time. Based on this, we can assume that the Packers are willing to fork out Julio Jones' money, and that extra $5.25 million average annual salary is the big deal here. DeAndre Hopkins, of course, only signed a two-year contract. That's why he's able to have such a high per-year value. Knowing the Packers, they would certainly like to keep Devontae locked up longer than just 2 years. Of course, the Packers don't have any money right now, and restructuring Aaron Rodgers' contract has always been at the heart of Devontae Adams' contract. Should you be concerned? Well, not right now. The Packers have a very long track record of paying guys like Devontae. They do always insist on following their structure. However, their reputation is one of taking care of their own guys. Former Packers executive Andrew Brandt was quick to take to Twitter and voice a calm opinion on this, saying, look, is this a problem? Yes, in 2022, but Devontae's under contract for 2021. He also tweeted saying, broke off negotiations can be translated to, we'll pay him, just not right now. In some other wide receiver news, the Packers have agreed to terms with third-round pick Amari Rodgers, thus putting the entire 2021 draft class under contract. Want even more wide receiver news? Well, Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas is expected to miss the start of the 2021 season after undergoing surgery to repair ligaments in his ankle. Based on the timing of the surgery that he had in June, plus a recommended 4 months of recovery, Thomas is likely going to miss the first several weeks of the season, which includes Week 1 against the Green Bay Packers. Regardless of who is under center for the Packers in Week 1, this is going to be a very challenging game for the Saints to win. Are they a good team? Yes, but they have holes everywhere. Even with Blake Bortles or Jordan Love starting in Week 1, this should be a slam dunk for the Packers. Now, Thomas also missed last year's contest against the Packers. This year, the hope is that Joe Barry, new defensive coordinator for the Packers, will concentrate more heavily on stopping Alvin Kamara. No doubt, that right there is priority one. My name is JJ Leahy. To make sure you're staying up to date on all things Packers, check out Packernet.com every morning. Follow me on Twitter at JJ Leahy for breaking news and for further analysis of Packers. Listen to the Packernet Podcast 7 days a week.